If approved, the bill would remove from CCAP all cases in which a defendant was acquitted or the charges were dropped. Bill author Senator Glenn Grothman says too often employers use these records to deny jobs to people simply because they were charged with a crime and ignore the fact that they were not convicted. He says such records follow people for a lifetime.
Because you can never get out from under it. We in our society treat people who are not convicted of crimes like they were innocent. And the idea that we should ever punish somebody because they might have been guilty is, no. Right?
But opponents of the bill include the director of state courts, John Velker, who says changing the online system would be costly and provide a false sense of security for people who were never convicted because the record is still accessible in paper form in a courthouse. He's backing an alternative bill that would make it easier for people to ask a judge to have the record completely expunged.
Someone can still go and look at the paper and can still use that information even if it's for the wrong intention. If we have expungement, we are getting rid of the paper record and actually providing complete relief to people that may be affected by having their information available on dismissed or not guilty cases.
The State Freedom of Information Council also opposes the current bill because it would reduce CCAP to a list of people found guilty and give the public the false impression that all state prosecutors have a 100% conviction rate. Gelman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.